Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 6:11, Brock Hunter. How are you?
What's up, kid?
Yay! Oh, Friday morning, I didn't think we were going to get here. Even with the short week, this week felt longer for some reason.
It did feel a little bit longer. I don't know why. It was definitely short, but... Yeah.
God punishing us for all of our terrible stuff that we say on air. That's what it is. True, like, you guys are going to be holding on for a long week. Anyway, let's keep things...
You're not even going to have a weekend.
This is ridiculous. Let's do it. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, like I like to say, thank you, dumb criminals, for being dumb criminals. It's wonderful. Oh, yeah. It's wonderful.
Well, basically, thank you, Florida. We appreciate you.
Exactly.
Appreciate you down there.
This was actually in England, which I'm sure there's parts of England. Like, I wonder what would be the Florida of England. Hey, to our buddies listening over in the UK, message me. What would be considered the Florida of England, all right?
Just because every country's got a Florida,
course,
if you know what I mean.
Of
you
course.
Know, where you get your WTF stories from.
You know, there's a high number of meth heads and old people and just Xanadu. But this one was, in England. So a suspected drug dealer in England was trying to outrun the police in his car yesterday and decided to take a bail. All right. He's like, no, I'm out of here. I'm gonna get out of the car. I'm going to run. But they were right behind him, so he ran inside a building to hide. Like, oh, there's a building. Let's go. Well, the building ended up being a police station. That's what he ran into.
Damn. Of course it was a police station. He ran right into his jail cell. You know what I'm saying? This seems like a nice spot. There you go, son.
Oh, this is perfect. Look, there's even a lock on here. They can't get me in here. Well, it sounds like he trashed the lobby when he realized his mistake, and they had to close it down for a few hours to clean up. Yesterday afternoon, they announced on Twitter that it was open to the public and for, quote, anyone looking to hide from the police. So they got fun there. Obviously, he got arrested. He is facing drug charges. I mean...
He was even wearing an orange shirt. It was so convenient. It was awesome.
Saved him on the laundry. They didn't have to get this guy a jumpsuit.
You know?
I mean, I'm not saying run from the cops because, look, we all know that never works out, okay? It does not work out running from the police. You just, it's not going to work. But you think, though, you take a moment, look left, look right, look up, look down. And when you look up, you may see, like, the big police station up there. Maybe not. I don't know.
You know, or all the cop cars in the parking lot or.
This is weird. What did they got going on here? All right. Well, I'll give it a shot. Well, yep. Needless to say.
Here's another thing, too. If you're on the run and the chopper's in the sky following you, just stop. Just drop right there Indian style. Say, hey, all right, you guys got me. I'm done. Because you can't get away from the chopper no matter what.
I think I could do it. You've always said you've always wanted to run from the cops, but like legally, of course. Like I think that'd be something. That'd be a fun thing to do. If there's like a ghost town out there, someone could buy and then set up like this police chase scenario, so you can pay like a theme
park.
Pay
for the experience, Come on, guys. Like, let's be honest. The thrill of that would be the ultimate thrill.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe it's because you're doing illegal things, and you know you're about to go to jail for the rest of your life. But maybe that's where the thrill comes from. But you know what I'm saying, though. It'd be fun.
I think it'd be awesome, man. And hell, let's up the stakes, all right? You sign a waiver, you're allowed to get tased, and then if you get caught, then you got to serve a night there at the jail.
Never gonna catch me.
Yeah, that's
never
actually the key is to get naked, get greased up, and then no one's gonna catch up the greased up.
Nobody wants to tackle a greased up guy. You know,
greased up naked guy. That's how I'd get away with my life of crime. That's it, right there. Dumb criminals at it again. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.